It's 97.9 The Box. We have a very special guest in the studio today. He has already been cracking me up for the last 10 minutes. He is a wonderful comedian. You have seen him probably on Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam Tour because you just wrapped that up for 2013. My daughter is going to absolutely pass out because he is also China's dad on Disney's Ant Farm.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And he is in town for one night only. One night only. I tried.
Nah, it sounded great.
Thank you.
I was kidding.
He's
going to
be at the Improv tonight.
That sounded good. That sounded good.
Show some love for Finesse.
What's up, Houston? JJ, thank you for having me. I am in town tonight. And for real, y'all, it is one night only. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Me and Ali Sadiq and Robert Powell.
Oh, wow.
We're going to set the Improv on fire, and we're gonna do it for the lovely ladies of Delta Sigma Theta and Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Ooh.
So ladies, this is your night to come out, get your hump day humor on,
yeah,
and meet some men out here in these streets, because JJ, that is the theme of 2014.
Getting them streets.
You meet good men on Wednesdays. Stop trying to meet people on Fridays and Saturdays. Them all the no good crooks. Them the swindlers and the chindlers and the chiselers and the athletes.
You better preach. Now I understand. It's Wednesdays. That's when I'm not out.
People fall in love on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and sometimes Thursday. Thursday is the Y of the vowels. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and sometimes Thursday.
Now I know. So I'll make sure that I'm there. There's going to be some fine
men. You
want to
know why
you
meet good people on Tuesdays and Wednesday?
Why is that?
Because they're not up to no good. They either running errands or they just going to grab a quick drink or whatever it is, but they up to no good.
Right.
Debauchery starts on
Friday
morning.
You're right.
At 8:30.
That's when the ratchetness begins.
You should see all the tweets and texts I get on Friday.
Oh.
But all the Christian messages I get on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. You know what?
See?
You don't say something. You don't say something.
You got to switch your game up, ladies, in 2014. If you've never done something like go to a comedy show on a Wednesday night, that's where it starts.
Yes.
You saying, you know what? Why do I go... This would kill me. Women say, JJ, I'm so sick of this club. I'm always here. I'm looking at the same people. Oh, my God.
Why you at the same place? Get the same results.
Why you hanging out with the same people that is not meeting you or introducing you to somebody new?
Yeah.
You hanging out with them same people and y'all complaining together.
Yeah.
Now y'all a group or a pack of women complaining.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when guys walk into the room, y'all try to play that game of let's see who's not interested the longest.
We got to stop that.
But
Let's
stop it today.
Today is the day.
Let's stop it tonight with laughter.
There you go.
You wake up on Thursday feeling rejuvenated because you laughed all night. And then you go into the weekend telling them dudes no.
No.
You can still go out, but tell them no.
Yeah.
You got a date on Tuesday night at the grocery store with a nice guy. And y'all going to walk down aisle 7 together. And pick out pastas and spaghetti sauce.
Because that's what real men do. Nothing wrong with that. That's the kind of guy I want.
See?
That's the kind of guy
you deserve.
Thank you.
And they are out there.
Yep.
They out there. They don't have to have a football or a basketball in
their
hand.
Because you know I don't do ball players.
You don't do ball players.
Yep. Hence Arian Foster. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know.
What are you saying?
I'm saying. I just think that there's the chance that they're more promiscuous when you have more women all up in your face.
You know what? I want to defend that brother, but I saw some of the Instagram pictures, and I can't defend him. I
want to
defend Dwayne Wade, but I can't defend him.
You can't really defend him.
Now it's up to the women to say, you know what? Let me stop going for the same type of guy.
Right.
And let me actually find a nice PR dude or a nice accountant or a nice school teacher. School teachers get the summers off. But be weary of school teaching men women because they summers are filled with single mamas that they done passed them little kids with grades that they weren't supposed to get passed with. And now they have to go out and make good on them promises.
You are so wrong.
So, yeah. But good men are out there.
They
switch
out
your
there.
Game up. 2014.
Yeah.
Go out and smile.
Yeah.
Go smile for no reason. You don't look crazy when you're smiling for no reason.
I don't think so.
That's when you laughing and you standing by yourself. That's when you look crazy. If you just sitting in your car going, and ain't nobody in that car with you.
No, that's a problem.
That's a problem. You look crazy.
Finesse, I want to know, how did you get your name?
Well, my mom, you know, she had me when she was 15. You know what I mean?
Wow. So when young
mamas,
really?
When young black mamas name kids, I'm just happy as finesse. Because I said, Mama, is it African? Is it Swahili? I got to tell the kids something. I'm getting beat up at school. She said, I had you home for 2 weeks, baby. And then I ain't know what to call you. But when I saw that shampoo commercial, I said, you know what? I like that. I was named after a shampoo bottle.
No.
That's why I voted for George Bush when he ran the first time. Because I said, young black women from the South under the age of 21 shouldn't be allowed to name black children by themselves. And George W. Bush is going to give me some good, tough, racist laws this country needs.
Hopefully he's listening to the show today.
He should be. He ain't doing nothing.
Oh, man. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Any commercial could have came on TV. My name could be Massengale Mitchell. It could be anything. So I'm happy that it's finesse. I had to grow into that.
I can't. I can't.
It was cute when you know how hard it is, JJ, living in Atlanta and your name finesse? When dudes be like, your name finesse? No, brother. Keep it moving. It's Frank. My name is Frank.
What's your middle name? Do you have a middle name?
Langston.
Oh, well, there you go.
She went classy with that.
She did.
I'm named after Langston Hughes.
One of my favorite poets.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Now go from finesse Langston Mitchell. I was trapped. I couldn't do finesse because that was gay. And I couldn't do Langston because that was nerdy.
Oh, yeah. You were kind of in there.
I was stuck.
FL. Let's call you FL.
That's what they call me now.
FL. There you
What's
go.
Up, Mr.
I like
FL.
That. Yeah. I like that. So, you also have a new project coming out, BET, right?
BET.
It's a game show?
It is a relationship show, just about what we were talking about. It's called According to Him and Her.
Yeah.
And it's getting the opinions of men and women about marriage, about dating, about relationships, about sex, and about just treating each other right. And it is giving you ladies and men insight from all different perspectives. But here's the catch. It's coming from all stand-up comedians. So you get to hear the funny banter, whether it's serious or it's just so far-fetched and out of the box.
Yeah.
But you will laugh for the next 30 minutes because I'm the host. Claudia Jordan is the co-host. And then we just got some of the funniest people in the country backing us up.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So do you think that you know a little bit about relationships, though? Are you in a relationship?
I'm married. I just got married in September.
Congratulations.
I am a newlywed.
How long were you with her?
I was with her. I dated her for 2 years.
Okay.
And then I said, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yes. And my marriage before that lasted 18 months.
Oh, that was quick.
Jamie, why are you looking at me like that? There's another person in the studio that said nothing and look up the whole time I say that. And she looked at me like I said something wrong.
So do you feel like you just got married or you weren't ready to be married?
I felt like we weren't ready. Now that I look back on it, because great dynamic woman, you know, and I will not take, there's no disrespect, it was not a bad experience. I just feel like we weren't ready.
Yeah.
We went through some turbulence that we thought was a crashing plane, and it wasn't. By then, we was too ready to jump ship.
Right, you know,
so now we're friends and we're cool, so that's cool. We moved on. And now I'm in love all over again, and it's going great.
That is awesome.
Love is out there. You know, you want to know why I found it the second time? Well, I was in them streets.
He was in them streets.
I was in them streets on a Tuesday. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond trying to buy a trash can with innocent, pure thoughts.
And then that's
when I found her. And the great conversation because the thoughts were pure.
I'm getting in them streets.
You got to get in them streets.
That's it.
But what days you going to go?
On Tuesdays. Thursdays.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
And Wednesdays.
And sometimes Thursdays.
Sometimes Thursdays.
Sometimes Thursdays. Because, you know, men have been tricking women for years with a thing called Ladies Night on Thursday. That's when y'all get tricked because y'all think, oh, this is my night. No, it ain't.
It's not.
It's our night to get y'all
night.
All in one place with half off drinks.
See?
See how we think? It's the setup.
See, I'm getting schooled today. I really appreciate this. Vanessa's going to be at the Improv tonight. One night only. If you want to get some more information or buy some tickets,
absolutely,
you can call this number, 713-880-3300. Got it? 713-880-3300. All right?
AKAs, Deltas, all the Greeks, Kappas, Qs, Alphas. Fellas, I need y'all to come because I'm inviting all the ladies. JJ going to be there. She going to bring her daughter, but her daughter can't come in.
I can't.
You
got to
leave your daughter in the car with the windows cracked.
That's
you can leave Jamie in the car with your daughter and check on her back and forth.
Jamie's babysitting. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jamie. Brings cupcakes.
I'll be there tonight.
Come, you should come. Bring your girls. You're going to have a great time.
Finesse,
I'm telling you, it's a funny show.
You also have a website people can check out too, right?
At Finesse, I mean, finessemitchell.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Finesse Mitchell. I'm taking questions for my new show, According to Him and Her. So all you have to do is put hashtag him and her and then ask me your relationship question.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for stopping through the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Houston, H-Town, I'll see y'all tonight at 8 o'clock. Ladies, my motto, do something different. It's 2014. Yeah. Let's go.
Getting in them streets. It's 97.9 The Fox.